officially today, the same way winter ended, much above normal on the temperatures. Today's high about 86. The record, by the way, is 88. Partly sunny, breezy later on. We should be dry tonight. Overnight low temperature 64. Tomorrow, high temperature in the low 80s. Risk for showers by Friday afternoon, but a better chance Friday night. Showers and thunderstorms as a cold front approaches. Then on Saturday, there could be a shower left over early. Much cooler, low 70s Saturday, only in the 60s on Sunday. And the pollen count still in the high to very high range again today and tomorrow at least. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. An Elmore County coronavirus patient was released from the hospital Wednesday morning and is doing well. That's according to the Elmore Community Hospital. The hospital says it's performed at least 50 coronavirus tests since opening its testing facility. Governor Kay Ivey announced that the primary runoff scheduled for March 31st has now been moved to July 14th. The governor says she is exercising her powers under the Emergency Management Act to reschedule the date due to the threat of the coronavirus. And Hyundai Motor Manufacturing in Montgomery has suspended production after one of its employees tested positive for the coronavirus. The company says it will be providing additional sanitation measures and plans to disinfect the entire facility. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company helps you customize your home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Unlike things you paid for you didn't need, like the Vacnado 2000. A Wi-Fi connected vacuum that uploads Dust Bunny data to the cloud for real-time optimization. Whatever that means. But really, it's just a very expensive doggy chew toy. With Liberty Mutual, get customized home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Save big during O'Reilly Auto Parts Power Torque Tools DIY Day Sale. We have great deals on socket sets, impact wrenches, and more. Need a new battery? Right now, get up to a $15 O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card after mail-in rebate when you purchase select Superstart batteries. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, let me encourage you to skip Zillow and call Millo.
This is Paul and Christy Millo, and we're both licensed real estate agents with Wallace & Moody Realty. We provide you with expertise, advice, and superior marketing technology to help you get the results you need.
So if you need to buy or sell a house, please call Paul or Christy today at 399-7648 or visit our website at skipzillowcallmillo.com to get a free copy of our 21-point marketing plan.
Remember, for all your real estate needs, skip Zillow, call Millo.
I'm Johnny Sullivan from Sinclair's on Bond Road.
I'm a fan of brunch, Johnny, but I've never thought of Sinclair's as a brunch place. What do you have to offer brunch-wise?
Well, we give you a glass of champagne with each egg order, each Benedict, you know, any one of them. We got about eight different ones. You know, traditional eggs Benedict, crab cakes and eggs, steak and eggs. We do a traditional scrambled egg breakfast. Besides our brunch, we offer fried chicken and vegetables and stuff like that as an addition for somebody that wants more of a home-cooked meal.
Are there special hours for brunch on Saturday and Sunday?
It's very popular. Theoretically open at 11 o'clock, but I usually open the doors about a quarter till because there's always somebody in the parking lot trying to get in from church.
Saturday and Sunday brunch, an outstanding traditional menu, live music. It's easy to understand why Sinclair's is a Montgomery tradition. Located at Taylor and Vaughn and open 7 days a week. We'll see you there, Johnny.
I'm Johnny Sullivan. I'm from Sinclair's Restaurant, and I'd like to invite you for lunch and dinner.
Sinclair's offers takeout if you need to grab and go, and you can also have Sinclair's delivered through the Grubhub delivery app.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
four times in my life, America's been at war. That's a tragic waste of lives. And it makes you realize how desperately the world needs a lasting peace. Just across the hall here in the White House is the Roosevelt Room, named after the two Roosevelts who served here, one a Republican, one a Democrat. Many decisions are made in that room. And often as I meet with my staff, I gaze up at the five service flags, each representing one of the five military services. And draped from each flag are battle streamers, signifying every battle campaign fought since the Revolutionary War. Each ribbon a remembrance of a time when American men and women spilled their blood into the soil of distant lands. My fondest hope for this presidency is that the people of America give us the continued opportunity to pursue a peace so strong and so lasting that we'd never again have to add another streamer to those flags.
The Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
73 degrees outside. Stock market is up 216 points. Can you back me up a little bit? This mic sock is exactly where I left it, on the mic. Welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show, everyone. 272-9228. Any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket drawing. Boy, you guys are tearing up that Boston Bud offer that they made. Had several people send me something on Facebook where they bought it. I mean, those things are huge. I should have got one probably. Maybe I'll do that for this weekend. See if Marie will keep me in on the deal here. So let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
How you doing today, big guy?
I'm doing well. I'm doing very well.
That's good. Stock market had a very nice turnaround today. It's at a very critical stage right now. It just broke through an up barrier going down, which is not good, but it did make a what's called a sine wave bottom, technical term. Let's see, boy, a lot going on. Did dog park yesterday with Daniel. That was fun. The dogs really enjoyed the company. It's like, Benji obviously didn't know that Dean was going to come home, so that they came in a separate car. So Dean's at the door going, "You're here to visit me after we just met?" It was hilarious. And so I'm ordering the pizza, and I said, "Daniel, keep an eye on Benji." So Benji and Dean are running around. Benji is so ADD. Got so excited, just jumped in the swimming pool. Just jumped in. And Daniel goes, "I swear I didn't tell him to go in there, I swear." So
gets the bollard off him first.
Well, he got all the squealies there in my swimming pool on Benji. So a good shake off did that. He was a little confused on how to get out of the swimming pool. I had to go to the end of the swimming pool and go, "Come here, Benji.
Go on this way, where the steps are."
Went there. But it was so funny. I mean, he just jumped in the swimming pool. But they had a great time. Then we did pizza and had my 50% off coupon. And that was really good. So got two medium pizzas, one extravaganza, another hand-tossed two-topping. And the total bill was $12.50. That's a heck of a deal. And then I pull up to Domino's. I have this nine toppings, medium, nine toppings for $9.45.
Wow.
I know. I'm doing like cha-ching.
Yeah, a lot of these delivery services, whether it's direct delivery with a certain company or the Uber Eats and DoorDash, where they're cutting fees, it looks like. You know, they're realizing, people are relying on us now. So that's operating. That's going well.
That is.
Thus far.
And I'm kind of surprised at the number of restaurants that are closed. Venice here blacked out, and they're going to let me know when they get back open. And I don't, because they've got a really good, a very serious carryout program there. So I would think more people would be using that. What other places are closed out there that you know about that you want to call me at 272-9228? But that was a pretty good turnaround. The at the beginning of the press conference, stock market had gotten up as high as 468 points. By towards the tail end of the end of it, it was only up 48 points. Then they closed it out. They did announce that the FDA is trying to fast track some things and solution, doing some case studies on the thing I told you I would take when I go to a third world country. You'd always do a GG shot, and then you take stuff for malaria, things like that, particularly if you were doing Central and South America. But we also did it for China, too. Hmm. But they're thinking that will kind of help out. I tell you, there's a superstar, a new superstar from the face of coronavirus or COVID-19. And that's Dr. Surgeon General Dr. Adams.
Yes.
He is really, really good. Now, keep in mind, he didn't know the questions he's going to be asked. This was this morning, not by some of the power hitter question folks that are out there, but Fox and Friends this morning. Listen to him. He's going to be talking about young people and social interaction, new stuff they're finding out.
The president's rules on social distancing aiming to slow the spread of COVID-19 within 15 days, but the Surgeon General warned yesterday perhaps that won't be enough.
So how much time will we need? Surgeon General Dr. Jerome Adams joins us now. Dr. Adams, I know there are no new cases in China this morning. How far behind China are we?
Well, if you look at the projections, it took China about 6 to 8 weeks of really leaning into these aggressive mitigation efforts to hit their peak and bring cases back down. But as you mentioned, no new cases. And it's why the president announced earlier this week his guidelines for America, 15 days to stop the spread. We want to lean into it right now. We want to really focus on it. And then we'll reassess at the end of 15 days. But right now you're hearing stories about kids on beaches. You're seeing people out running in the streets. We've got to take this seriously, America.
What is your message to those spring breakers who were gathering earlier in the week in Florida? And I saw some images on Instagram. It looks like it's still going on down in the Bahamas. For those young people who are in groups of 10, what is the worry that you have about them when they go home?
Well, as Dr. Birx mentioned yesterday at the press conference, we're seeing data emerging from Italy that suggests that young people actually may be at increased risk as this virus tends to play out differently in different countries, number one. But number two, while our people over 65 are at the greatest risk, especially those with underlying health conditions, we know that the people who are spreading it to them are the younger people. And so we really want you to think about your grandmother, your grandfather, your nana, your pop-pop. Please, to protect them, do the right thing. We can do this for 2 weeks, and then we can reassess and figure it out from there. But for heaven's sake, we don't want to go the pathway of Italy. We want to look at what China's doing and be successful here in the United States.
The younger numbers were pretty startling. Something happened with the plug-in for Fox and downloading stuff from America's Newsroom and things like that this morning. Something, I'm not sure what happened, but it said access denied on my computer. But some of the new numbers are pretty startling as far as the young people are concerned.
They are. I did find it interesting to see what your take would be on this, is that what they're pushing, though, is significant number. Now, the severity is very real. Like, I saw that doctor from Italy talking about the lung scans he's taking young people, severe damage. But when I see them pushing, like, significant number, it's like, not majority, not vast majority, significant number. So it made me say, like, oh, I see what they're doing. They're trying to tell young people, hey, stay home, follow the damn rules. Even if you might be fine, you could not be. It seemed like just they're trying to get a message out and using real examples to get that message out.
Well, it seems it's starting to take effect. They're going to let them go through this weekend at the beach, but they're closing the beaches on Monday in most Clearwater, Florida, which is a big destination, Daytona Beach, which is a real big destination.
And I know Gulf Shores today is closing their public beaches.
Right. Yeah. And Gulf Shores. And So it's going to be interesting to see how this manages, because Destin and that area really survives on the kick in the pants that they get at the very beginning with spring breakers down there. And up to last weekend, it was crowded. I haven't talked, nobody's been there yet, but this weekend.
Yeah, and it was a while ago, we had the mayor of Orange Beach on.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he was saying it becomes one of the biggest cities in Alabama when it's this season, so that'll probably be hit.
He was a great guy, wouldn't he?
He really was.
I really liked him. Let's go to a break, coming back to Red Top right after this.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all. From brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Sometimes you need things done around your house or land that your lawnmower or weed eater just can't handle. That's when you call Prattville Farm Center. They bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They say no job is too small. I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years, and I like dealing with hometown folks. They get the job done right and get it done quickly. If you have land that needs clearing, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call
365-5400. This is David with the multi-award-winning Mr. Sandman mattress, and no, we are not going out of business. Sneakers Tennis Shoe Store is, and when their sale is over around the 1st of May, I will remodel the building and expand Mr. Sandman into one large store. To make room for construction crews and to clean out over 60 discontinued models, I am slashing prices on warehouses full of really nice beds, headboards, and mattresses. Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, Sutherland, Restonic, and other great factories have made changes to their lineups, and as a stocking dealer, I must liquidate the old to bring in the new. Twins, Twin Extra Longs, Fulls, Queens, and Kings are discounted throughout these two Mr. Sandman locations. We have hybrids, memory foams, latex, and plain old mattresses. We also carry a wide selection of adjustable bases, always discounted. Mr. Sandman Mattress on the Atlanta Highway. In other news, time is running out to sign up for the Lehigh Class of 70 50th Reunion. We have to order name tags and other items, so don't miss out on a great reunion.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Just got a message from David Fagan. Said, my wife said city council just closed public beaches in Santa Rosa, 30A. She is coming home right now. So I hope she has a safe trip coming back. Let's go to the phones. Let's go. Any other closings like that, whether local or elsewhere, give us a call at 272-9228. Red Top, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. Yeah. Thumbs up Thursday.
Yes, sir. This week has been felt like it's a year long.
It really
the longest 3 days I've felt in a long time. Golly Moses. Here's an interesting closing. I get a text yesterday, I guess it's about 3 o'clock. All T-Mobile stores are closed. And I go like, wow. And, no forewarning, no notice whatsoever. Gone. And so it took me about 2 hours to get on the customer service, just to get a grip on what's happening, because I pay cash and stuff like that. And they were so swamped, because obviously people were in a panic. I think they did it nationwide for 60 days, man. So if you need a new phone or anything like that, I guess it's just too bad.
Well, you can go somewhere else and get a T-Mobile phone. You don't have to go to T-Mobile.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's good to know, because I hadn't thought about it, but I was very surprised.
How are you gonna pay for your phone if you pay for it in cash?
That's they gave me a, and by the way, I get a good report on what's going on in the Philippines every time I call T-Mobile, because that's where the call center is, the Manila, Philippines.
And they doing well there?
First, oh, man, you know, about a year and a half ago, I had so much stuff on my phone, I was about ready to dump them, and I must have called the Philippines 20 times trying to get my service improved and all that, and I knew the weather in the Philippines, what was going on in the economy and all that. The lady yesterday told me, I asked about Corona in the Philippines. There's a curfew from 10 at night till 5 in the morning. The cases, they managed, even though all their cases came from mainland land, Asia, of course, and they do a tremendous amount of travel between the two, and they said they really kept it pretty low. And now, with the curfew and everybody kind of staying at home, in a country of 109 million people, it's very small. That's an accomplishment. And they said, really, the disease is starting to dissipate altogether now, and they're way over the hump, which that was very good to hear.
That is very good to hear. Philippines is a wonderful place, by the way.
Oh, I can't imagine. But they have a severe problem with radical Islam right now. These guys, the Asian version of Al-Qaeda has moved in and really gone after the Catholics. They've been going after the Catholics like mad in the Philippines. But on the payment of cash, I called to get an address I could send in a money order to. That was obviously the smart thing to do. But she said, "Yo, you don't have to worry about that. We're not going to suspend any phone lines or do anything for 60 days.
Wow.
And I said, that's what I said. Wow. I said, that sounds too damn good to be true. Please send me an address. I'm going to send the money anyway. I said, no, that, I'm not going to get behind on anything, even though it's not very expensive. But I had to request an address to send it in. She said, it's going to take 10 days to process it. I said, that's just fine. Stunning. They will waive for 60 days. I'm amazed.
I am, too.
These guys must have a lot of damn cash in pocket. Of course, they ought to, as much as they make off the general public. So I would imagine all the other cell phone companies have closed their stores. I haven't looked at any other one, but if anybody else wants to call in, I was very surprised to hear that, and I was encouraged to hear the leeway that they're going to give their customers. So you guys have a good day. It's beautiful out here. It's been kind of cloudy, so it ain't even hot. Hell, it's great.
Yeah, really.
See y'all later.
It's going to be a toasty day today, particularly if the sun comes out. We're top. Thanks for the telephone call. Let's continue on with Surgeon General Patch Adams. he really is good. This guy does an excellent job. You see him in all the coronavirus task force briefings. Really sharp guy listening to talking about hospital beds, ventilators, and stopping the virus.
Are you concerned, as is Governor Cuomo concerned, because New York seems to be number one in this, that we're not going to have enough beds? Does the U.S. ship Comfort, is that answer that does that fix that problem?
Well, I've actually served on the Comfort and provided anesthesia care on there. It is a great backup, and it's on its way up to New York City. The Mercy, which is its sister ship, is going to be on the West Coast. And that's an example of DOD really helping out, contributing. We also know DOD contributed 5 million masks and over 2,000 ventilators. But I said this to Lou Dobbs earlier this week. This is about supply and demand. The president invoked the Defense Production Act. We're working with other private industries and medical groups. The American Society of Anesthesiologists says they can convert operating room ventilators and provide potentially 70,000 additional ventilators. But what I want folks to know is the best way to make sure you don't run out of ventilators is to make sure you don't need a ventilator in the first place.
Dr.
And that's
Adams,
why these mitigation efforts are so important.
Dr. Adams, you mentioned seeing it in younger patients now. So my question is it, why is that? Is it because it's mutating? Is it because it's getting stronger? Is it spreads around the world? And how low do we see this go? Will this affect our little ones?
Well, I talk to Tony Fauci about this a lot, and he and I and Ambassador Birx talk about this every day. Right now, there is not a big fear that the virus is mutating. That said, we're learning each and every day. What we are seeing is the virus is playing out differently in different populations based on their mitigation efforts, based on their access to health care.
and based on who is getting sick.
Right.
So, for instance, in South Korea, they had a much younger population of people getting sick. In Italy, they had a much older population of people getting sick, and that's why you're seeing more deaths, I believe, over 400 just in the last 24 right. hours.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Lynn. Lynn, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
How you doing, sir?
Very good.
I just wanted to make a general observation.
Yeah.
Normally, I get up in the morning and take my sin pack, you know, get what I need for the day. But I've noticed that people at these stores, they're cooking food, and they got gloves on, but they are out there handling money. Then when the crowd goes down, they back out there cooking the food. And I just wonder what your take is on that. I mean, shouldn't they be changing gloves or something?
Where were you and what type of food were they cooking?
Well, I don't want to get in too many details where I was.
Oh, where you were.
Where they cook chicken, you know, pizza, stuff like that. You know, gas station chicken.
Yeah, I don't leave that up to the health department what they would have recommended to their eateries that they service.
Yeah. Well, I'm putting that to the public. You need to watch out for that because they ain't doing it. They put on a pair of gloves in the morning and they go out there and cook up the biscuits and all that stuff. And then they come out there and handle the money. Then they go back cooking when that crowd.
But they cook with gloves on, right?
Sir?
They cook with the gloves on?
My issue is they never took the gloves off between the cooking and take care of regular customers with money at the cash
I see what you mean. Okay.
Yeah. There's something right about that. That's my issue. That's why I called in.
Lynn, thanks for the telephone call. I went to Costco yesterday. Remember I told you that people were getting their buggies, taking it to the entrance where you show them your card, and they were doing everything, cleaning it off the buggy. Well, it was too late, and there was a doctor that was there explaining to that lady it was too late. And I told him when he was walking away to go tell the manager, I just said, you're exactly right, I'm glad you're doing this. Well, I go back yesterday, they have pallets out there where your blockade, where you can't get into where the carts are, they wash the carts off, and they have it there for you, and they're handing you a washed-off cart when you walk in. Much better situation. All the people at Costco are wearing gloves that are handling food and other kind of stuff. They do have a limit of one carton of milk per customer, one thing of toilet paper per customer, because they got the toilet paper. I think I bought 6 months ago.
Right, yeah.
You know, I always buy it on sale, buy it at Costco, and like double down cheap. But at least they kind of changed that, and they're doing a little bit better with it. But I was kind of surprised how few people were there, and they're moving people through the line. Well, they, for the load that was there yesterday, they may have had three lines open. They had like five open yesterday. Kyle, hang on for me. Going to a break. Coming back to you right after this.
Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Businesses across the river region know where to dispose of their commercial waste. Just look for the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them, and just as quickly picked up by our fleet of trucks. Now in our 20th year, Alabama Dumpster Service is known for customer service. Plus, our wide variety of dumpster sizes and competitive pricing mean dependable, affordable waste removal. Call us today at 334-288-1500 for availability and schedules, or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Hello, this is Yasmin Hosen with Beauty and Beyond. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for 10 years plus. If you would like to increase your business, use Blue Water Broadcasting radio stations. They get results.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. Seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks, supporting local business.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. With more than 9,400 cases and 150 coronavirus deaths reported in the United States now, President Trump says some existing drugs, including one for malaria, are being approved as potential treatments. He also announces the release in Lebanon of an American citizen held since September on murder charges.
He's battling late-stage cancer. Mr. Fakhouri will now be able to receive the much-needed care and treatment in the United States. We've been working very hard to get him freed.
Amer Fakhouri is accused of murdering prisoners when he was in an Israeli-backed militia in the 80s and 90s. The Democrats' presidential race now down to two, with Hawaii Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard dropping out.
So today, I'm suspending my presidential campaign and offering my full support to Vice President Joe Biden in his quest to bring our country together.
America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Spring begins officially today, the same way winter ended, much above normal on the temperatures. Today's high about 86. The record, by the way, is 88. Partly sunny, breezy later on. We should be dry tonight. Overnight low temperature 64. Tomorrow, high temperature in the low 80s. Risk for showers by Friday afternoon, but a better chance Friday night. Showers and thunderstorms as a cold front approaches. Then on Saturday, there could be a shower left over early. Much cooler, low 70s Saturday, only in the 60s on Sunday. And the pollen count still in the high to very high range again today and tomorrow at least. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. That's where we are. On a Corona Thursday. Sometimes known as Thumbs Up Thursday. Take a police officer, give him a big thumbs up. Let's go to Kyle. Kyle, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey there. Just wanted to let you know about a locally owned business here in Millbrook.
Please.
Joe Mama's American Grill. Now, they won't, they're in a strip center, and so they've got a table and their menu brought outside, and they've got a young lady manning that table, and you just go up there and tell her what you want and give her your card, and she goes inside and runs it, and 2 or 3 minutes later, they bring it out to your car. And so they're doing whatever it takes. And I tell you what, the food's good, and I got in and out quickly, and they're just hanging in there the best they can.
What's their specialty? Or what's your favorite thing?
I'm having the quad cheeseburger, and it's amazing. It's got four different kinds of cheese on it, and it's a grown man burger.
A big boy burger, huh?
Yep, that's right.
So does it fit in KK's mouth?
Well, I have to cut it with a knife and fork
to make it fair.
That's right.
Kyle, appreciate it. Give us the name again.
Joe Mama's American Grill.
And where is it located?
It's in Millbrook and Wisteria Place.
Hey, folks, and here's somebody trying to eke out a living out here. Help them out. Any others? Give me a call at 272-9228. Kyle, thanks for the information.
All right, y'all have a good one.
You too. Yeah, we want to help local businesses, folks. Let's go to Beverly. Beverly, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hi, Dan. This is my first time calling.
Wow! Yeah. Wait a minute. Give me your month and day of birth.
Oh, 11-2.
You had to think about that, didn't you?
I did.
Well, Beverly, since you're a first-time caller, we like to learn about our first-time callers. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, actually, I listen to you all the time, and I'm retired, and I have a little business where I took care of my parents for years, and so now I'm taking care of the elderly, like taking them to the doctor appointments and doing whatever little stuff they need at their homes done. And so I kind of been doing that, and I'm still doing that with people because it's just me and them. Usually they live alone. But I just heard this guy talking about worrying about how people are serving the food, mm-hmm. You know, if they're keeping their hands clean.
Right.
And we were just at your favorite place, the Sweet Creek Farms. I just ate there. I take a lady to therapy every Tuesday and Thursday, so we were there. And I just wanted to tell you that we were standing at least 10 feet apart. There was a handful of people there. They were all very organized. It was a sweet thing. I mean, everybody was smiling at each other, and we were doing the right things with the owner.
Reed Ingram.
Reed Ingram. He was standing there, and he kind of yelled across the room and said to the girl behind the counter, "Did you clean this table with Lysol?" And she said, "No, I cleaned it with Clorox." He said, "Good." And we all looked at each other and said, "Yay, thumbs up."
Yeah, that's good.
So we were like, you know, it was just a good camaraderie thing going on. So
Did you introduce yourself to Reed and tell him you're a Dan Morris Show listener?
I did not. I didn't.
Beverly. Yeah, because he would have done something nice for you, probably. Because what happens, Beverly, is your name's going to go in for the drawing for, the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket.
Yeah, I've heard of that, yeah.
What's in that gift basket? Do you remember?
I know it was like $16 worth of stuff.
$60 right? worth of goodies you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market.
Yeah, I love that place. I buy their peanut brittle all the time and their tomatoes.
Oh, yeah. Wait till the strawberries come in. Those are spectacular.
I just had their BLT. It was great. And we sat outside, and everybody sat a distance apart, and we all smiled at each other. They got Purell everywhere. I mean, it's a neat thing to see how well we're all working together. And he came out and was talking to a man in a truck, and he stood about 10 feet away and talk to him, and everybody's keeping their distance, and it was just cool. I mean, there wasn't a lot of people, but it's still the fact And one thing I wanted to say, because I work with the elderly, there's a lot of those people that are by themselves. And, hey, and we're kind of tired of us people in our 60s being told that we're elderly, by the way. But anyway.
Hey, give her applause. Give her applause.
How's that?
That's exactly right. Yeah, they're old people, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people live by themselves. They don't have anybody, and that's kind of who I work with. So remember those and go, you know, take them some food and leave it at the door, or do something for them, or just call them, you know. So they get really lonely, and I'm lonely. I live by myself, so, you know, and I'm elderly, evidently.
No, you're not. No, you're not. Beverly, the two of us, are not elderly.
I know it. I refuse to believe it, and all my friends in the class of 70 refuse to believe it.
There you go. So did you grow up in Montgomery?
I grew up in Dafina Springs, but I moved here in 1970 after high school to go to Alabama Christian, which is now Faulkner.
Yeah. I've been scuba diving at Dafina Springs. This is where I did my first 100-foot dive was there.
I used to go dive in Morrison Springs when I was a kid.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, man.
Yep.
Talk about cold. You get down to that vortex, and you will freeze when that water hits you.
I grew up in that water. I loved it. I never hardly went to the beach. We lived in those springs.
Yeah, it's a great place to dive. Crystal clear water. And
hey, Dan, dive with the Fountain of Youth.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we kept telling ourselves. That's why I'm doing so well now. Beverly, I've got your name in twice for the drawing for the Sweet Free Farm Market Gift Basket. When do we do that drawing?
I think Friday.
Friday at what time?
Something like 2 to 3 or 4, somewhere in there.
2:30 to 2:45.
Okay, yeah, that one. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. You listen in, and we're going to do that drawing, and in the words of Melissa McGregor, see if you can be a winner, too.
I hope so. It's nice to talk to you finally. You do a good job.
Thank you very much. Thanks for calling.
Okay, bye.
Stacy, let's go to you, my dear. Or guy or girl. Hey, Stacy.
It's a first-time caller.
Another first-time caller? Whoa! Okay, give me your month and day of birth.
I'm from Millbrook, and I am the owner of a S&B Apiaries, which is a local bee company.
A local
and I'm just
beef company?
Bee for your local honey.
Oh, bee type thing.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm just wanting to let everybody know that they need to find a local beekeeper, and of course, I'm always there for you, to start eating your honey to help build up your immune system.
There you go. I had somebody bring me local honey. Actually, it may have come from your place, now that I think about it, because it wasn't. You're the only one in Millbrook, right?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, as far as handling honey, because I had. Do you know Mike Holmes?
I'm out here in Millbrook.
I know. I said, do you know Mike Holmes?
Oh yes, I know Mike.
Did you give him some honey for me one time?
Yeah, might have been.
It was really good. I remember that. Okay, tell the audience where you're located so they can come visit you.
We are out here in Millbrook. I work out of my home.
How do they get in contact
with you? Would love to have everybody give me a call at 224-8355.
Give me that number again.
224-8355.
And folks, what she's saying is if you use local honey, the pollen that the bees collect is in the honey, and what you do is you start building an immunity to it.
Correct. And with the pollen being high this time of the year, it will also help with your allergies.
There you go.
Our main concern is trying to keep everybody healthy during this crisis.
And you know what honey is really good on? Eggo waffles.
Hot biscuits.
Eggo waffles with a nice little layer of butter underneath it. I mean, is it something,
that would work.
Something about the honey and the Eggos, the way the taste just pops out.
Mm-hmm.
Good show.
Definitely.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Okay, Stacey, give me a month and day so I can get your name in for the drawing.
Okay.
Month and day?
Month and day, March 21st.
You have a birthday coming up in 2 days?
Yes, I do.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
You excited to jump into your 30s?
Yeah, sure. I've been waiting for my 30s to hit me for a long time.
Yes, ma'am.
Stacy, I've got your name in for the drawing. Do you know when we do that drawing?
No, I do not. My husband listens to you daily.
Well, let me tell you something. Your husband's going to be a happy, happy man if you win the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. Have you been to Sweet Creek Farm Market?
No, I have not. I have not ventured that way.
You need to go meet Reed and see. He sells local products, so I don't know if he already has somebody who supplies his honey, but you may want to go by and see him. But we do that drawing tomorrow between 2:30 and 2:45.
Sounds great. I'll be listening.
Thanks, Stacy. Appreciate you. Grady, hang on for me. I'm coming back to you and Clint right after this.
WACV.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar and also down here at the Montgomery Marina and at the Montgomery Marina RV Park. So we got a lot going on down here, y'all. It's that time of year. The weather's getting pretty. Getting the music out on the patio on Sunday afternoon. You need to think about bringing your camper down here and spend a little time with us. Bring your boat down here and park it in the marina. Come down here hungry and let's fix you something good to eat. Y'all, we fry up seafood from the Gulf. We throw it in a steamer, some little snow crab, a shrimp from Argentina, those big old royal red shrimp. We get you something good to eat and we'll get you over here on the grill with that grilled amberjack, snapper, grouper, swordfish. We'll be getting all kind of good food in from Destin, Bile, and Battery. Let's talk about good times. I'm talking about sitting on the patio listening to a Mr. Ben Rice band out of Portland. Be here playing some fine, fine blues, some rockin' blues, some on the soul side. First time Ben's been here. We're excited. He's a multiple award winner in the blues. I wouldn't try to list them all, but anyway, you can check it all out at Capitol Oyster Bar. Go to our Facebook page. See what's going on. Y'all get down here soon. Come hungry because we're looking for you and springtime's here.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Two seven two nine two two eight. That's where we are. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Grady. Grady, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Well, thank you. Since y'all are talking about Sweet Creek, you know, I won the basket last week, and just wanted to tell you, the place was nothing like I expected. I mean, you go in there, every orange, every bottle of honey, everything was, I mean, there was nothing out of place. Now, we had, I took my wife with me, and we had a Western omelet Saturday morning for breakfast. Man, that sucker was good. And they grill their toast on a grill in butter, of course.
Of course.
That was as good as the egg.
That is great. That's some great food down there. I've never had their omelet.
Well, you know, I had dealings when I worked with the health department. I'd had dealings with Reed Ingram over the phone, but I never had actually met him in person that I remember. He didn't recognize me, and I just, you know, gave him my driver's license, and he didn't even look at the name. And after a while, I mean, he took us upstairs, showed us where they store the food and stuff,
mm-hmm.
and gave us the grand tour like we were some kind of somebody special.
You're a VIP.
Yeah, but see, he didn't. Then he asked me, he said, "Well, what did you do? What kind of work did you do?" I said, "I worked with the health department." He said, "Oh, you worked down there with Grady." I said, "No, that's me." He says, "That's you."
Wow.
So we had a good time, even, you know. In other words, what I'm saying is you don't have to know him to get the special treatment. He's going to do you right.
Absolutely.
That man has more energy. He's hustling around there talking to customers. 5 minutes later, he's out there on a lawnmower mowing.
Yeah, that's him. He's a hardworking individual. It's had Ingram in his blood.
Yeah, and my wife kept telling me, "I don't want to leave. I don't want to leave." We got some honey. We got caramel cake. We got some pound cake, and they had some kind of beef, long beef sticks that we got for the dogs.
Chew sticks.
Now I do have some. I was looking in my closet at the house, and I found some green leotards and some little turned up booties. If you want those,
no, thank you. I already have a pair.
Yeah, I was laughing all the way home the other day listening to you. But listen, I just wanted to put in a good word. It's well worth people getting in for the contest.
Grady, I appreciate you calling. One question. Did you hear the call from the person talking about food handlers wearing gloves, doing the food, and then going out and doing the money with the same gloves on? Would that be a health department violation?
I would think it would.
Okay.
You know, normally you want people that are handling money to be separate from people that are handling food, because then you know, germs or virus or whatever gets on the gloves from the money, and then it gets on
the food.
You know, the food, yeah, or on the plate or whatever they give them. You know.
Grady, I appreciate your telephone call. I appreciate the good story about Sweet Creek Farm Market.
Okay, I'm going to
keep going down there and taking your bride there. Clint, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. Thumbs up Thursday. See a police officer, give him a big thumbs up, he or she.
Well, I hope I don't see one today, unless I need one.
There you go.
But, hey, talking about that, my van died about 2 weeks ago.
Uh-oh.
And Alabama State Trooper come up and towed me out of the highway.
Really?
He had a strap in his car. He hooked it up to my van. He gave me a tow to get out of the traffic.
That is nice. Did he take you up the ramp or just pull you over to the side?
He pulled me over to Russell Dewitt Center here in Wetumpka.
Oh, wow.
I was at the four-way on 231 and Kusala Parkway. That's where my man died at. So.
Well, I am sorry to hear that.
But hey, he showed up, and very good young man.
By and large, I want to tell you something. We're very, very fortunate in the officers of the law that we have in Alabama, whether it's state trooper, county, or city. I see them go out of their way all the time to help citizens out.
Well, he did that morning, and I was very grateful. So, but hey, I got that Boston butt yesterday from Sweet Creek, and it's half gone now. I'm getting another one today.
Really?
I called back yesterday, talked to Reed. I said, "Man, I want one more." He said, "All right."
That is great.
It'd be ready about 3:00 today. So.
Outstanding. I'm glad. You told him you're a Dan Morris show listener, right?
Oh, yeah. I said, "Dan Morris said I can get a Boston butt for $25. He said, "Yes, sir, you can."
That is great. Y'all got a lot of them down there. I need to get me one.
Oh, yes. And I like small business. And that lady that called in earlier about the honey?
Yep.
What was her phone number? I love honey. And I mean, sounds like it's good honey.
I don't remember it. I didn't write it down, but maybe she'll call back in and I can say it again over the phone.
Oh, you didn't write it down. You're a businessman.
I did not write it down.
And Joey didn't write it down.
Joey didn't write it down. She was not what we would call a paying customer.
Oh.
We write down the number if they're a paying customer.
All right. Well, you didn't write my number down, did you?
I do have your number, but I don't give it out.
All right. Hey, one thing for Joy, a good bumper song,
mm-hmm.
The way this world is today, the virus. And
mm-hmm.
Bob Seger, Locker Rock.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, today we need to be solid through this situation. And stand like a rock. Stand tall. Be tough. We're going to get through this.
I like that.
Good message.
And the economy is going to kick right back in. Trump is doing a great job, in my opinion.
I agree with you, but I'm sorry to say there are a lot of critics of his out there. Joey and I were talking off mic that the press thing today, the press is just so nasty and so myopic. They just don't, all they can see is the perspective of the world through their own eyes. They can't see anything else.
Well, yes, sir. And your favorite program is Morning Joe, is it?
No. But I listen to it for you guys.
All right, sir. Have a great day.
Thank you. Appreciate it. I don't think we can get to that one, my friend. We definitely can. So let me go to a break. Top of the hour break. Going to come back right after this.
Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Rich Thomas Weather brought to you by Caravita Village. Mom and Dad can find their happy place in senior living. Let them show you what makes